Thank you, Troy. Agenda item number three, discussion and possible action on Possum Kingdom Lake retaining walls. Michael McClendon and Riley Woods.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Back in October 2010, the board adopted a policy with regard to retaining walls. Today, I'm here to ask the board to consider revising that policy. We allowed folks that had retaining walls below the 1,000-foot contour to keep those in place, but they weren't able to repair, replace, or maintain those retaining walls. And so today, I'm going to ask that y'all consider revising that policy. Riley, myself, the staff up at Possum Kingdom kind of did a closer examination of the project area of the properties after the divestiture survey, and we're going to recommend that we revise the policy. If we'll go to the next slide, I'll show you probably about four or five photos here. If you'll notice on the top, the aerial photograph, the blue line depicts the 1,000-foot contour, and the bottom two photographs, or the photographs that will appear on the bottom, are corresponding photographs of the same properties, but it's just kind of an on-water perspective. On this particular piece of property, you'll notice that the 1,000-foot contour, it generally follows the 1,000-foot contour generally follows the bulkhead or the retaining walls. On this particular track, the retaining wall failed when the 1,000-foot survey was conducted. It showed the 1,000-foot contour further inland. Obviously, what we would prefer here is that the person be allowed to rebuild, replace that retaining wall in its original place. We can go to the next slide. This is another example. On the top, you've got the aerial photograph, and on the bottoms, you've got the corresponding photographs of the property from an on-water perspective. You can see the 1,000-foot contour follows the shoreline, and then when it ever gets to this particular property, the 1,000-foot contour is shown inward a few feet. That could be whenever this property was originally constructed, or the retaining wall. The survey could have shown it at the 1,000-foot contour, but whenever we conducted the survey, it shows that it's actually about 2 to 3 feet, just guessing right now, further inland. The retaining wall could have been built at a different height, and so the neighboring retaining walls are at 1,000, but this one's not. Our intent here with our proposed revision to the policy would be to allow this person to maintain that existing retaining wall. Instead of having to let it deteriorate. This is just another example of a retaining wall that generally follows the same contour as the shoreline. The policy would allow some discretion, allow the individual to go back and rebuild and replace that. There's probably about 60 retaining walls that we're looking at addressing through this revised policy. And generally they don't create a navigational hazard, and so we would allow those to remain. You go to the next slide. This one, this photo kind of represents an extreme example. If you'll, again, the 1,000-foot contour is noted by the blue line, and you can see it goes back pretty far in some of the properties. This is an extreme example. It's by far, I would say, the exception rather than the rule. This is also a very flat part of the lake where a few inches of vertical elevation can mean significant land going inward, horizontal land. On these particular properties, you've got some of the existing retaining walls have failed, and then you've got some areas where there was not a retaining wall constructed. The policy that we're bringing forward to you today would say that the any kind of new retaining wall would have to follow the 1,000-foot contour, but this revision to our policy would allow our staff up at Possum Kingdom to assess the situation. If you'll notice on these particular tracts of land, you've got where these folks have attached their docks out here, which was generally in the lake bed. At some point, the Brazos River Authority permitted those on-water facilities. With this proposal, we would allow the folks to go back. Some of these, they're hard to see by these photographs, but they're actually damaged retaining walls. We would allow the folks to go back in and rebuild, replace those retaining walls. And then we'd also, where there may not be an existing retaining wall here, even though it's below the 1,000-foot contour, we would consider on a case-by-case basis allowing the folks to build the retaining wall at that location. And so that the folks generally, it would conform to what you'd see right there. You can go on to the next slide.
Let me ask a question about that.
Sure.
That one.
Sure.
Would you require them to build a retaining wall?
No, ma'am.
In those areas where there's not any?
We would not require anybody to.
You would not require it.
No,
you would allow them if they wanted to.
Yeah, we would assess them on a case-by-case basis. Yes, ma'am.
I just didn't understand.
That was my question. What is it? Is there something in the deed? What is the document that places responsibility either us or them?
Responsibility for?
In other words, they don't have to do it.
No,
somebody,
sir.
If there's an erosion issue, somebody.
Right. That retaining walls are not a mandate by this board or the BRA or.
It's not addressed anywhere. Huh?
Yes, sir.
It's just, okay.
We can go to the next slide. This is, I guess, another extreme example that I wanted to point out to you. It's kind of hard to tell by this photograph, but on this area of the lake, I think imagery was about 2010. The lake was up pretty high. And out here on the lower photograph, they're harder to see, but there's retaining walls in really odd configurations, just kind of all over the place. And these would be a hazard navigation because, obviously, on this photograph, you can't see all the different retaining walls. But that's something that, in most likelihood, we would look at that and may consider asking that gentleman to remove some of the retaining walls that were built out. Basically, to summarize, we're asking the board to come back and revisit that 2010 policy. I think that the new policy, it provides limitations, but it also allows the folks up there some ability. When I say our folks, the Possum Kingdom Lake staff, it affords us some reasonable discretion to allow some of these existing retaining walls to be repaired, replaced, and maintained. Most of these don't create a hazard of navigation. Most of them generally follow the contour of the property lines, and so we would ask that you consider revising the policy. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer it or clarify this. If not, I've got a resolution. It's pretty long.
Anybody have any questions? Read the resolution, please.
Okay. Whereas the Brazos River Authority owns the property below the 1,000-foot mean sea level contour as measured using Possum Kingdom control data established as part of the Possum Kingdom Divestiture Survey, a meandering line that changes naturally over time with erosion and accretion at Possum Kingdom Lake for the purpose of maintaining an inundation area for the reservoir, the lake bed, and whereas the Brazos River Authority has permitted lakeside landowners and lessees to build retaining walls along the 1,000-foot contour in order to protect the land above the 1,000-foot contour from erosion, and whereas in numerous instances, a land survey performed by the Brazos River Authority in conjunction with its divestiture of lease properties at Possum Kingdom Lake determined that numerous existing retaining walls were located below the 1,000-foot contour, and whereas at its October 24, 2010 board meeting, the Brazos River Authority adopted a policy allowing retaining walls located below the 1,000-foot contour to remain in place if they were not considered a hazard to navigation, provided, however, such retaining walls could not be repaired, replaced, or maintained, and whereas after further evaluation, the Brazos River Authority has determined that it will allow property owners to repair, replace, and otherwise maintain such retaining walls in accordance with the following policy. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following policy regarding retaining walls at Possum Kingdom Lake. Number one, existing retaining walls located below the 1,000-foot contour. A, retaining walls existing as of April 30th, 2012 that are located below the 1,000-foot contour may only be repaired, replaced, and maintained subject to the following. Prior to repairing, replacing, or maintaining a retaining wall located below the 1,000-foot contour, the landowner lessees must submit a construction application in accordance with the Brazos River Authority Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide and Regulations. Two, or II. Repair, replacement, or maintenance of existing retaining walls located below the 1,000-foot contour shall not alter, establish, reestablish, or otherwise redefine the location of the 1,000-foot contour as it existed naturally prior to the approved repair, replacement, or maintenance request. Further, such repair, replacement, or maintenance shall not convey to the adjacent landowner slash lessee any right, title, or interest in the area occupied by or surrounding such retaining wall. Land located between the 1,000-foot contour as it naturally existed prior to the approved repair, replacement, or maintenance request, lake bed, and the retaining wall shall continue to be owned by the Brazos River Authority. Roman numeral 3. The landowner lessee may not construct any improvements or place fill material upon, under, or over the land located between the retaining wall and the 1,000-foot contour as it naturally existed prior to the approved repair, replacement, or maintenance request without the express written consent of the Brazos River Authority, which consent may be withheld in the Brazos River Authority's sole discretion. Roman numeral 4. The landowner lessee must execute an agreement with the Brazos River Authority agreeing and acknowledging that any repair, replacement, or maintenance of the existing retaining wall is performed at the landowner lessee's own risk and expense, and that any such wall repair shall not change the location of the 1,000-foot contour as it naturally existed prior to the approved repair, replacement, or maintenance request. If subsequent to repair, replacement, or maintenance of an existing retaining wall, the Brazos River Authority in its sole discretion should determine the wall to be a hazard or to boater navigation, the landowner lessee must remove the wall at the owner lessee's sole expense. In addition, the landowner lessee shall identify and hold the harmless the Brazos River Authority. 2. New retaining walls. A request to construct a new retaining wall shall be subject to the following. I. New retaining walls may only be constructed along the then current 1,000-foot contour or further inland from such contour unless otherwise permitted as provided in section III. Prior to constructing the new retaining wall, landowner lessee must submit a construction application in accordance with the Brazos River Authority rules and regulations and obtain a survey acceptable to the Brazos River Authority depicting the location of the 1,000-foot contour. Such survey must be provided to the Brazos River Authority for approval. The Brazos River Authority may, in its sole discretion, grant an exception to the Section I and allow the construction of a retaining wall below the 1,000-foot contour if the Brazos River Authority determines that it is in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority to allow the retaining wall to be constructed in such location. Request to construct a wall below the 1,000-foot contour will be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. 3. General. The Brazos River Authority may, in its sole discretion, I reject any request to repair, replace, or maintain a retaining wall in existence prior to April 30, 2012. If the Brazos River Authority determines in its sole discretion that such action is not in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority, would create a health or safety issue, or would create a hazard to navigation, or I reject any survey it deems unacceptable. I reject any request to construct a new retaining wall below the 1,000-foot contour. B, any retaining wall located below the 1,000-foot contour permitted to be repaired, replaced, or maintained or constructed as a new retaining wall shall also be subject to all rules and regulations of the Brazos River Authority, including the Possum Kingdom Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide, as such rules and regulations may change from time to time. C, any retaining wall constructed in violation of this policy or without Brazos River Authority approval shall be subject to immediate removal. 4. The policy shall supplement and amend the policy adopted by the Board of Directors at its October 25, 2010 board meeting relating to encroachments below the 1,000-foot contour. To the extent this policy conflicts with the previous policy, this policy shall control.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Entertain a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Grady, second by Bell. Ball. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Borland.
Yes.
Director Bashirs.
Yes.
Director Christensen.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.